Welcome back. It's Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
She is known to fans the world over as the notorious RBG.
Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing.
I do know where notorious RBG came from. It was the rapper, the notorious B.I.G.
Well, that's Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, of course, showing the world that she knows a thing or two about pop culture, let alone her vast knowledge of the law. It's one scene from the new documentary RBG, which tells Ginsburg's life story, her influence on the law, and her rise as a liberal cultural icon. And joining me now from New York is Betsy West. She's co-director of the new documentary RBG, and Betsy West will be appearing at the Coolidge Corner Theater on Sunday during a screening of the film. Betsy, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
It's great to have you. Also with us from Washington is Ron Kass. He's Dean Emeritus of Boston University School of Law, also a friend of both Justice Ginsburg and a close friend of the late Justice Antonin Scalia as well. Dean Kass, it's great to have you back on the show as well.
Nice to be back.
All right. Betsy, first of all, let me just ask you. It's a great documentary. And I think for a lot of people who know Justice Ginsburg from her work on the High Court, it's going to illuminate her considerable career before that. And I want to talk to you about that in a second. But first, I should ask you the most basic question. Was it a lot of work to get Justice Ginsburg to agree to participate for the film?
It took a little bit of, quiet persuasion. We asked her initially in 2015, and her answer then was not yet. And we went back a few months later and told her we'd like to proceed interviewing some of her former friends and colleagues and, you know, not to interview her right away. And at that point, she was okay with that. So we started ahead, and eventually we did get an interview with her and a lot of access to some of her activities around the country and also at home and in her chambers.
And working out.
Eventually
also.
In the gym, yes, seeing those push-ups and planks that had been talked about. But yes, they're true. She does do planks.
Okay. And so I wonder what you make of this, because NPR had a review of the film. And in its review, it says the American public would have little interest in the life story of a figure like Ginsburg if the youths hadn't first found a way to ironically salute her descents from the bench with a cottage industry of T-shirts, action figures, and Photoshop superhero movie posters of the notorious RBG. I mean, do you think that's a fair assessment?
I think it's fair to say that her notoriety, which began around 2013 with the blistering dissents that she issued as the court was moving more to the right, and, you know, the millennial generation took that up, that was like opening a door to really look at what Ruth Bader Ginsburg has accomplished in her life, which is so much more than just her work on the Supreme Court.
Yeah. So, Dean Kass, let me turn to you here, because you're a friend of Justice Ginsburg and also of the late Justice Antonin Scalia as well. And I'm just wondering, I mean, what do you make of this, the pop cultural phenomenon of Justice Ginsburg?
Well, there is something delightful about having an 85-year-old, short Jewish judge be a pop cult figure. She, you know, in person, Ruth is very charming and funny and engaging and interesting. But for most people, I think if they had not heard of her through the notorious RBG discussions, the notion of a judge being somebody who would be fun to be around or somebody to revere would not be the first thing on most young people's plates.
So, I mean, is this a good thing? Is this sort of demystifying the high court in the minds of younger Americans, or does it run the risk, Dean Kass, of sort of diminishing what should have been, what is popularly conceived as the august nature of the Supreme Court?
Well, I think it's both. You have something that is very nice about people being interested in the court, wanting to learn about it, trying to know something about it. Very few young people know a great deal about the Supreme Court. At the same time, you have to be careful that somebody who is a cult figure doesn't develop a sort of persona that is tied to one set of views or beliefs or political positions. And I think that's something that people will criticize with the rise of the RBG culture, but it's something also that people have dealt with in a lot of other contexts. Yeah.
Betsy West, is this something that you asked Justice Ginsburg in your interviews with her?
Well, I think that Justice Ginsburg in some ways sees herself as an educator, and the work that she did as a litigator in the 1970s, when we interviewed her about this, she started the Women's Rights Project, which tackled a series of discriminatory laws that were just taken for granted in this country. Women were second-class citizens. They often couldn't get credit without their husband's permission. They could be fired for being pregnant. Men were not prosecuted for, husbands were not prosecuted for raping their wives. And she saw her work as educating nine male justices that these kinds of laws were discriminatory. So I think she sees her notoriety in a way as an opportunity to continue spreading her message about her view of the Constitution and our democracy.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, we could spend quite a bit of time talking about the story of Justice Ginsburg's legal career before she came to the High Court, because it, you know, her effect on laws related to women's and women's rights is transformative in America.
Yeah.
But I want people to go see the movie, so I don't want to.
let's just say yeah. She changed the world for American women, and we try to show how she did that with the cases that she took.
Yeah, but very early on in the film, though, through this interesting sound montage, you do make a very specific nod to the fact that Justice Ginsburg has a lot of very strenuous critics on the right. So let's hear a little bit of that montage.
This witch, this evildoer, this monster.
She has no respect for the traditions of our Constitution, none.
An absolute disgrace to the Supreme Court.
She's one of the most vile human beings. Wicked.
She's very wicked, yeah.
She is anti-American.
She's a zombie. The woman's a zombie, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
So that's at the beginning of the film, but then the rest of the film doesn't really come back and explore these criticisms more than that. Why is that?
Well, those are some of her far-right critics, yeah. Critics on the far right. But we actually do talk to a number of conservatives in the film. Not only do we highlight her friendship with Justice Scalia, we talk to her, to his son, but, you know, we talk to other notable conservatives, Ted Olson and Helen Avare. And, you know, the fact is that Justice Ginsburg is admired by many conservatives. Her work for gender equality is actually not really in question by many people today. People admire that. Now, certainly, she has people who disagree with her dissents or her decisions now. That's one thing. But there's not much debate about what she did in the 1970s, and that's really what we concentrated on.
Yeah. So, Dean Kass, let me turn back to you, because the idea or the notion of sort of a celebrity glow around a Supreme Court justice isn't unique to Justice Ginsburg. I mean, we were looking at some writing from Jonathan Turley. He's a professor at George Washington School of Law. And he wrote about Justice Scalia's celebrity back in 2010. And this is Turley saying that he also believes other justices may have followed Scalia's example here. Turley writes, "They rally their bases on the right or the left with speeches, candid interviews, commencement addresses, and book tours. They appear to be abandoning the principle of strict neutrality in public life, long a touchstone of service on the highest court." Your thought about that?
Well, I think that Jonathan's criticism is a little off base. What Justice Scalia was known for was his view of the way you should decide cases, a methodology, a way of approaching decisions. And while it was a methodology that was lauded by a lot of people on the right, it also reached results that at times people on the right hated. Ruth Ginsburg is somebody who is also known for an approach she takes. In her case, she has gone outside the normal realm of law professor, law student, acolytes, and reached a broader audience, so it's a little different. But it isn't the first time we've had people on the court who were known to broader audiences. We've had a former president serve on the court. We've had someone leave the court to be a major party nominee for president. So we've experienced some of this in other occasions.
Mm.
Well, you know, and I have to say that, you know, Justice Ginsburg's notoriety is not something that she sought out. It was organic.
Right.
It was a response to some of the dissents that she wrote, but it's not as if she set up a social media account. I mean, you know, she doesn't really participate in that. She just is the object of a lot of interest.
Yeah. And, you know, I just want to play another moment from the film here because you have her. This is her response in terms of the criticism or the concern that perhaps this notoriety may work its way into how she, you know, deliberates on the bench in the Supreme Court. And, you know, she tells you in the film, politics is not going to play a role in terms of how she sees the law.
The notion that I don't comprehend that my job is to interpret the law fairly, that I'm going to vote one way based on who I might have voted for president is just none of us, even if we wanted to, could be successful if that's the attitude that we have.
And she mentioned the president there because of some controversy regarding things that she had said about Donald Trump during the campaign before he was actually elected. We've just got a minute here left to go, Betsy West. I've got to ask you, you spent considerable time with Justice Ginsburg. She is 85 now, and she's said many times she's going to keep going until she can no longer do the job effectively on the bench. But did you see her at all waver in that opinion?
No. You know, several months ago, she announced the selection of her clerks, not just for next year, but for the year after, which I think was a signal that she intends to keep going as long as she has said she can go full steam. We certainly witnessed her going full steam. She keeps a very busy schedule. She does speak to legal conferences around the country. She goes to the opera and she works out in the gym.
All right. Well, Betsy West is co-director of the new documentary RBG. It will be appearing at the Coolidge Corner Theater on Sunday, and she'll be there at a screening of the film. We've got more information about that at radioboston.org. Betsy West, a real pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
And Ron Kass, Dean Emeritus at the Boston University School of Law. Dean Kass, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you as well.
Great talking with you.
And that's it for today and this week, everyone. Have a peaceful and wonderful weekend. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.